May God forgive us.
Lord, yes. On the ApocalCast, we're bringing stories from the past. We're bringing stories from the past. On the ApocalCast, we're bringing stories from the past. We're bringing stories from the past. All my friends are dead. Yeah, I shot them in the head, but I'll see them all again. On the ApocalCast, all my friends are dead. Yeah, I shot them in the head, but I do it all again. But the ApocalCast, he made him a pledge to help him seek revenge for the vengeance of our Lord until the streets are running red and the traitors are all dead. Find us at Radio Free Brooklyn at 2 p.m. on the ApocalCast.
Radio boom and night.
Jesus was raised, he left the traitors amazed when he spent his first day with the ApocalCast. On the second day, you know, he was still dead, yet everyone said he was at the ApocalCast. All again,
on the ApocalCast, all my friends are dead. Shot him in the head
from the past.
Lay him on the battlefield on the ApocalCast.
Bring you the truth, some lies,
and some foxy ladies.
Party in your pants. That was a little special.
That was terrible.
Awesome. That was perfect.
Good work.
That was actually correct.
Ooh, resurrection rock.
Happy Easter in New York City.
Easter was like a while ago, man.
No, that was definitely about murder, suicide, and resurrection.
That one was much better. I think we're good.
I think
that was beautiful.
No.
Are you pranking us, bro?
No, you're pranking us, bro.
You should have. Wait, Jad has a video of him dancing like a fool. That's why I started
like a
laughing.
Fool. I don't know.
He was dancing.
Was Parishna called a fool?
How would you describe that dance, though? Like, it was like a very special, like.
It was.
Slow motion.
A lot of sexual violence.
It was almost as if he was cross country skiing at the same time as like leaping off a bridge. Like
jacking off two dicks at once.
That's right, really slow. Giant dicks. Can't go too fast.
This is, like us on Facebook, ApocalCast. Figure out how to spell that. In order to see the video.
It's just Apocal and then cast. It's like.
There's a hyphen in there. I think,
like an apocalypse.
No, there's a hyphen. You have to also
podcast
without
a baby.
The hyphen. It'll
send
show
us your blood. Also,
yeah, where's my headphones at?
Mm-hmm. I cannot stress this enough.
To our viewers, if you do break a bone, whether it be accidentally or purposely, we will sign the ApocalCast. Will sign your cast.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
We'd rather sign the jagged bone.
I would rather sign the bone.
But that is a good point.
We will sign the cast.
And if you're a virgin, we will suck. We will take the blood.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter whose bone you break.
Call us before you go to the hospital.
We would definitely like the marrow.
You can break a child's bone. You can break an old lady's bone.
No
children.
Any bone.
I'm against.
Well, just give us a call after you break it.
Just not your funny bone.
After it's been casted.
Finally at the limit. Breaking
no underage bones.
You know, I guess that song was okay.
Hey, is this on?
It is on.
We're pretty amazing.
Yeah, I can hear it. It's probably your headphones that are all messed up.
Pretty amazing. So anyway.
Are they messed up, your headphones?
Yeah. I
so
mean, this head.
Oh yeah.
Everybody,
one is
welcome to the ApocalCast, and we are reporting on the oppression of everyone except for white men, right?
And heads. And heads.
No. Yeah, and heads have special heads, privilege in today's show, but you know, continuing oppression of women.
Yeah.
All brown people.
Mm-hmm.
Non-binaries. Who else? Animals?
Yeah, even
turtles.
Fucking animals.
Yeah, insects.
Glaciers.
Definitely insects.
Definitely
bees getting raped.
Open season on
raped
glaciers.
By pesticides, yeah.
In the open streets.
Mosquitoes.
Glacier
they
sex.
Don't all have Zika.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Wake up, New York. Wake up, New York.
I do hate mosquitoes, but you're right.
They're all going to have.
I'm going to own my bias. I'm going to own my bias. I have a bias against mosquitoes.
Yeah, World War II. That's actually a good point.
Thank you.
When I think about compassion, when I think about insects, like, I'm a vegetarian. You know, I love my pets.
Brutal.
My friend, who's really a bad guy, Graham. You know, I've talked about
him. He's a bad guy. You can't trust him.
Yeah, I can't trust him. You know what I mean? And he shot my dog.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
It was your bird last show.
Yeah, it was
so
a bird.
Actually,
I never said that he shot him. I said that I wrongly accused him of killing my bird.
There's a twist to the story. Yeah. Wait, Part two, Apocalypse.
The audience should note that Patrick is currently wearing a Batman cat shirt.
Just so that we're clear that he's an animal lover.
Yeah.
The audience should also know that.
Hybrid.
What brand is that, Pat? Can you tell us?
I don't know, actually.
Dark Knight.
We want to give out a free advertisement to whatever
show. If you want to give money to the Apocalypse, we'll send you Death to Trader stickers.
Oh, yeah. Isn't there a
website? Just post on our Facebook page and we'll send you Death to Trader
stickers. What's
that website? Oh, yeah, we will.
As long as it's not racist or homophobic. Thank you. Yeah. Pretty much anything else is fine.
And no child bones, despite what Jet said. Murder.
So when I think about compassion, like, I'm vegetarian, I love my pets, you know. I love animals. Like, I really do like them, and I get them. It just they got fucked. You know, it's the whole thing about how, like, Jesus talked the Apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not because we're good.
He was
chilling
with
better.
Us, though. We were up.
Like,
nobody else was up.
Exactly. So it's not because it's just because we were there that Christ spoke to the Apocalypse. Mm-hmm. And humanity is much in the same way, that it doesn't make us any better. That, like, Jesus imparted this knowledge into our heads.
Yeah, they say, like, success is what, like, 10% inspiration and 90%
Jesus.
Perspiration?
100% Jesus.
That's a good one. So anyway, he told us about murdering insects, because they're his creatures,
like,
technically, which sucks. No, there's definitely more of them than us.
But I always feel like, in compassion, you know, I'm like, I feel like, you know, you should love every creature. Like, the manatees are ugly.
Yeah,
but I love them. They're cute, kind of.
They're so cute.
They're ugly cute.
Yeah,
they're so perfect. French bulldogs also ugly.
They're so
cute.
Helpless, though. That's why I love them.
No, they're just cute.
But they got the little, and they live the hose.
A millipede.
In the water.
That's
supposed to be good for them.
Like a Jordanian millipede.
Yeah.
Ew.
Not so much.
Actually, millipedes, the centipedes are really creepy.
Midwest
owl is like practically an entomologist,
They're like some sorts of animals where you know.
Practically, by contemporary standards.
Yeah, he knows almost everything about bugs.
Do you know which?
He's actually part bug. I don't know if you guys knew.
Midwest
owl. Like, there's like a dark exoskeleton.
I have like fly-like fur on my shoulders.
Oh.
It can get very unattractive.
I didn't realize how bulbous and red your eyes were, but now that you pointed out.
He has to wear a shirt during sex. It's very uncomfortable.
Oh, what does he do with that proboscis? Sorry, that's impolite.
Oh my god.
Midwest owl, can you tell us?
Midwest owl, are you having a little metamorphosis?
Yeah. I'm afraid.
I wear layers.
He's an empowered Kafka-esque character.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes. He's not helpless
Midwest
on the ground.
Midwest owl, please. Tell us about how you noticed it.
How did you find out that you were a bug?
How long has your transformation been undergone?
Yeah. What's it like having a bug dick?
Well, actually, many bugs don't have dicks.
What?
Whoa. Yeah.
No
yeah.
way.
They just sort of shove themselves into one another.
What?
They don't actually rely on having a dick.
So romantic.
There's much combat in the bug world.
Combat?
They can't have.
Oh, are you saying love is a battlefield?
For a bug, it is.
Yeah. It's hard out
no,
here
no
for
promises.
A bug.
Except for like the sexy fireflies.
You're looking for some love.
Yeah.
They're down in the Smoky Mountains having like a sexy little display. Mm-hmm. Anytime now, I think next month.
Yeah.
They have like a coordinated firefly light display.
Ooh.
Are there Alex? Are there gay bugs?
Well,
good
question. That's a good question.
They're gay animals, so I would assume.
And the answer
to
that
has the research been done?
Is that there are certain species of bugs that are all female, and they just spontaneously
lesbian
have children.
Bugs?
There are many. Yeah.
So they're ladybugs. You could say they're
ladybugs.
There's
a grasshopper they call the Virgin Mary grasshopper because it just sort of
because
like
it gave birth to Christ.
Well, it's also because it
well,
planted
it
that car bomb.
Of its clones.
Parthenogenesis.
It's also because it's Irish Republican and it killed that magistrate with a car bomb. Is the other reason that they call it.
They can be inwardly gay and then
which
outwardly
and then they pop out if they're female and they pop out a male.
What is the Bible? So, like, if you're a gay human, you're going to hell. But if you're a gay insect,
the Bible is very clear on that. He's like, the God's like,
it doesn't say that you go to hell.
If you got four legs, if you got six legs, if you got 12 legs,
Which insects?
They gotta have some insects.
You gotta give me
in
one.
Hell.
You gotta give me half.
There's definitely. Yeah. They've got to.
You gotta
keep
give me two, and the rest. You can't be gay. That's what he said.
He's like, and you gotta. If you have 12 legs, you gotta give me 6. If you have 5 hands, you have to give me 2.5.
No, actually,
just split one of them right down the middle.
Bug's gonna be gay.
No, Bug's gonna be gay. They're super gay.
The Bible is full of weird stuff.
Have you ever seen a butterfly? Yeah,
what's up with these these weird ass rules in the Bible?
No, ladybugs are all men, you know.
Well, at one point we were talking about holy loopholes.
The women just like lay the eggs.
Do you guys want to know about a fun holy loophole from the Bible?
Yes.
Tell me.
During the plague years, there were so many people dying of the plague. The plague. But they couldn't perform last rites on all of the dead.
Yeah.
Right? So, Jesus, that's fucking loud. They couldn't perform last rites on all the dead. So people were like, well, how will we be blessed and go to heaven if they're just going to dump our bodies in pits? Because they're afraid of.
Yeah.
And this is also like related to the healthcare.
He's not dead yet.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm really so excited. They're like a lot of garlic is going to be used now with new health.
Pockets full of posy. Cooties
with,
shots.
With the new healthcare stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like doctors are going to come with those beaks.
Oh,
those
long
beaks
witch
that come to your face.
Right?
And they have
doctor.
Garlic
awesome.
And it keeps the demons away.
You should bring that back.
Now that Obamacare
has been repealed. We finally will get our beak doctors, and well, anyways, we should just cut right to the chase. And anyways,
can we have our health correspondent weigh in on how this
we're gonna cut to a little scene in the Midwest. We're gonna change music.
Oh, great.
Okay, what? The conductor is talking. He's giving a speech. Jesus, that's
who
terrible.
Is?
Anyways,
the Pope.
Is it a bird doctor?
Okay, we were talking about Obamacare.
Oh no, Adagio.
Right, but we're saying that. Okay, so now we're going to reenact a scene.
This is the music they played when JFK died.
Well, it's also the music they're going to play
when. And it has an amazing viola solo.
The Department of Earth Insemination comes to knock.
The viola solo, just wait for it. You're going to come a little bit
now,
while dying.
Now that we have Trump care, guys.
So sad.
Now that we have Trump care, it's great because it's
Trump
a return. It's a return to the men with beaks.
Yes.
You know, they wear long robes.
And they probe you. They probe you.
And they have
beaks.
Anyways, picture your child is sick and he's like, you know, you just found out that your son has a fake Tinder account that says he's 18, but he's not really. And he's just boning like 35-year-old.
I'm afraid he's got a demon.
Beautiful, like 35-year-old professional women.
He will.
He's plagued by many demons.
And you're like, dude, you're like, Tim, you're punished. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, what the fuck?
But this why?
Is,
if
this
he's,
is
if
a
he's,
spawn
if he's,
of hell energy.
Right. But
if
he's banging 35-year-old professional women, I feel like it's good. Go for it.
But as he's trapped there, he gets sick, you know, and you don't know what it is.
And
now that Obama
and then he gets better. But then when he applies for insurance, they find out that he was sick, so they give him a pre-existing condition.
Right. So then when he goes home,
then he can't get insurance.
He starts to fall ill.
Yeah.
And then they send over the Obamacare doctors with the garlic.
No, the Trump care.
Obamacare
doctors actually heal you. Trump care doctors have the beaks.
Not my mother. The mother in the Midwest whose son is sick is like, God.
Oh, what's wrong with him? What's wrong with him? He was so healthy. I mean, he cut all the firewood, which I haven't been able to do since my arthritis has been kicking up. And he just collapsed and started, I don't know what's wrong. He's frothing at the mouth and what is that language? How is he speaking like this? Oh, Timmy, Timmy, come back to me.
Oh, Jesus, that's absolutely terrible.
Where did he have insurance?
Well, I guess it looks like the doctors with the Trump care plan are going to come by with their garlic
and
beef.
Oh, somebody please help my poor little boy.
Okay, someone's going to come help you from Trump care.
Now, ma'am, do you have insurance?
I just have this card from what they gave me at the office.
Oh, the Trump care.
Under Trump care, there's no insurance for emergency room visits or cancer treatment.
Or kids.
Or any other pre-existing.
No
but,
children.
But.
No children. Are
there is a beaked doctor that will come. So anyways,
we will put him in a
Daddy,
room.
Little Timmy's like
scary monstrosity
we'll
on his
we'll
face.
He's not here yet, guys. We're getting way ahead of ourselves.
Timmy, do you hear me? Do you hear me, Timmy?
Well, anyways,
hold on.
We're getting way ahead of ourselves.
Get you some help.
Tim is so sick. Oh, I'm Timmy. I feel sick. Oh God, what the hell am I gonna do? All right. So Timmy's mother calls the trunk care people, and they send over a doctor. And the doctor knocks on the door, and he's like.
Oh, please, thank you so much for coming on such short notice. Can I get you some tea? What do you need? Here's Timmy. He's over here.
Blood!
I don't... I mean, there's the family dog, but
ma'am, don't let him near any of us. We have no choice. Immediately, under the Insurance Act, we will put him in a room, and with a 15-inch pole with a pocket knife on the end, we'll give him a little nick, and with that blood, we will test if whether or not his cancer can be treated.
Mama, no! Don't listen to the bad doctors.
We haven't even gotten to the leeches yet, though.
Well, there's blood flowing. It sounds
so. Anyways,
like
Mama, doctors. The mama of Tim, is like, well, what wants to know what treatment there is. But
just save your youngest child. You must kill your eldest.
Mama, is that me?
No.
Is that me?
What kind of God is this?
The adopted son.
That's not a cure.
How
can you
say care.
This? How can you do this to us? Please,
wow,
there must
be some other way.
Wow, that's
quite a conundrum that Trump voters are going to have to face in a couple months.
God.
Man, this is the deductible, I'm afraid. For any pre-existing cancer treatments.
Mama!
No, you...
My name's
what
Obama!
What if I kill myself? If I kill myself, will you let them both live?
The premiums are virgin blood.
Trump
lucky
fights
you, can have a
you
young
fellow! He demands you!
Oh, God. Oh, God, what am I going to do?
This president.
Ma'am, your premiums will begin in the next
Rogers!
Oh, no.
I'm so sorry,
Timmy.
Oh,
Mama.
Oh, Mama, why is the beaked man telling me that he wants to flick my scrotum?
I'm sorry, Timmy. There's no other way. I wish I could save you both. Oh, God.
Oh, no. Oh, is there no other way, Mama?
The eldest starts to bleed out.
Please forgive me.
Oh, God!
Why'd you let them kill me?
Oh, we haven't gotten to that yet. Oh, God, Mama! What am I going to do? Let the doctor man kill my sister so that I can live. Please, Mama. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Mr. Trump, for repealing Obamacare.
Let me die.
Oh, Mama, please. Please let the man
just
kill Sally.
I'm sorry, dear, but you were interested in poetry, and she has a knack for engineering, so her earning potential is just going to be much better.
Oh, Mama, I think that the Department
Mama,
of Earth Examination is on my side.
Oh, Mama, I love you.
You've got to look out for
the future. Even though I'm an immigrant.
Let's ask the... We're all immigrants. Let's ask the beaked man what he thinks.
Which child has the densest
His eyes are so scary.
I honestly haven't thought to ask.
Oh, Mama.
The bearded doctor produces a scale for each child and places their scrotums individually on each scale.
And he finds out that Sally doesn't have one. And he's like,
Therefore
she must die.
That's misogyny. You can't do that to me. I'm a better earner, just like Mama said. He doesn't even have a job. He's just putting his dick in things.
I mean, surely if you weigh the
holes
ovaries.
Holes in the wall.
There's
old
no way
women.
To weigh ovaries.
Well,
ovaries are
there's only
heavy.
One conclusion then. Sally dies.
Sally dies.
I'm sorry. And then the beaked man said.
He said nothing.
No, he had to apologize.
Well, she's made of virgin blood.
I feel like he wouldn't apologize.
Yeah, he'd be
He's
like...
He's just doing his job.
Well, what would he say? What would he say?
What of it?
Well, but it's time for... She has to die now.
No!
How would he
God,
kill her?
My poor Sally!
Oh, no, he's... He wouldn't
oh,
do
Timmy.
It.
No, there would be the deductibles paid and there would be a simple copay.
I feel like he would make the mom do it.
Oh, that's
oh,
right,
shit.
Yeah. On a spike.
He would...
Like,
check. He's like,
yeah.
We don't...
He'd, like, impale your child... Well, anyways, you can carry it on for your...
Small government! The mother must kill the child!
Oh, God, no, please,
no.
Oh, Mama,
execution.
Please kill Sally so that I can live.
Well, it's like do you want the government to decide how your child dies, or do you want the choice to be able to decide how your child dies?
No, you're just too cheap to kill me, bastards.
It's part of Make America Great Again.
It's part of Making America
too
Great Again.
Cheap
it's
to
part
kill
of, like,
me.
Going backwards, like,
make
back
my
to,
own...
like, the 60s and 50s when, like, you just died. Like, that was just, like...
And they just dumped your body.
Oh, God.
By the BQE.
No.
Oh. I'm dying, God.
Let my body be sacrificed to you. Oh, poor Sally.
Oh, thank you, Mama for killing Sally so that I could live.
The
I hate you forever.
That is,
and then
I guess
Timmy
the man's
dies.
Work is done. Is your work done, sir?
I think Timmy's about to die, though.
Yeah, it's done.
Is that garlic I smell?
It's just, he just leaves. I don't know what he would say.
He has dead. To say that his work is done, right?
My work is done! Collect the blood!
And then he no. collects it. Or no, he makes
what
you
he
collect
for
it.
Timmy? Yeah.
No.
No, he just leaves.
He just hands me a squeegee and bounces.
Trump care, dude.
He just leaves.
But is Timmy cured? Because I feel like he's not going to get cured.
You just have to
Based
wait and see.
Based on my knowledge of science. I don't know.
Well, it said
that wait and watch!
It's like when you used to pay to get into heaven, and then they're like,
please, Timmy.
Oh, so,
please,
yeah.
Timmy, really I hate you.
So, holy loopholes. Yeah. That gets us back to the holy loopholes.
Okay, thanks. Well, yeah. So
it's when people were dying.
Wait, so, Sally goes to heaven.
Sally's dead. She goes
very,
to hell.
She was a sinner. But what are the loopholes? Because now she's in purgatory.
Well, no, if you
she's
get killed by
sure
a
what's
if you
happen.
Get killed by a beak doctor, you go to hell.
Look,
oh,
that's
shit.
What you
that
look,
sucks.
Honestly,
why? That wasn't, was that in the small
that's,
print?
That's not a loophole.
Children,
that's a fucking
irresponsible to have covering Trump insurance when you know so, he could have picked a plan where they covered ER visits and pre-existing conditions.
And without crucifixion,
they
yeah.
Yep.
You know what?
Yep.
And you know what? That's,
crucifixion.
I guess Sally wasn't earning that much after all.
You have the gold plan. The silver plan, the bronze plan, and then the beak plan.
Yeah.
Where just a beak doctor shows up and makes you choose which child.
Yeah.
And if you have only one child, you have to kill someone else's pet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh man.
This is how they simplified healthcare. Like you don't want to deal with like HMOs. It's just if you want your kid to live, you have to kill another kid.
Well, it's
logical.
Right.
It's not fair.
I
though.
Mean, this has been coming
it's
for a
fair.
Long time.
I mean,
right?
It is kind of
like,
fair.
This,
one kid for one kid.
Yeah.
I mean, did you make that child though?
Because
do
you want to pay for
I
someone else's
like
health care,
like,
or do you want to just kill someone else's kid?
I feel like it's like my car's broken, so I just steal my neighbor's car. So then,
like, if the kid got sick, you probably weren't taking very good care of it.
He probably didn't.
Oh, damn.
Did you?
You
like,
probably shouldn't even have that many kids. It's just a drain on society.
Did you
right?
teach your kids to pray? That's like question one.
That's true. Yeah. Without that, then they're ready to be sacrificed.
You guys did actually see, like, let's step out of the Apocalypse for a second, but some GOP senator was like, well, you know, basically, like, good people don't get sick.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, there's people out there that are doing all the right things and staying healthy.
Shit. Oh, is that why? Oh. Yeah. Oh,
this is like an actual elected official
yeah.
said this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, okay. Like you're gonna die.
Which is like very apocalypse, but like it happened
I
in the real
like,
world.
I feel an apocalypse prediction that that guy's gonna be struck the fuck down
that's
by God.
You said it on TV in a
but who knows?
It's like how we're feeling, but like if you said it like with a beer in your hand, it'd just be funny because like you knew like
so the ridiculous.
Yeah, you know they were fucking with you.
It's like art imitates the apocalypse. We're just senators are like, oh, your kid got sick. Your kid is, you know.
I wish it were art.
He's probably a bad kid.
Every time they say something like that, you should just like Photoshop in like a chorus, like
and be like, oh,
like a nanny.
That's like a
Graham, who's a bad guy, by the way, saved a little kitten that had one eye that was by the side of the road.
Wow.
He saved its life. So
yeah,
I can know. Well, he did shoot my dog,
but also you don't know why he saved that cat.
The fuck do you mean he shot your dog though? Like what? How did he shoot
just
your dog?
Just the
BB gun.
Yeah, just the BB gun.
Like it was one hell of a fucking shot.
That's
wait, what's gonna happen to all of our health care? Where do you guys get health care from?
My work.
I'm union, baby.
Are you
hey.
Good?
I have
we'll
no
see.
Idea.
Local 33 pipe fitters.
Right. Streetwalkers United.
Oh, dude, pipe fitters? That is a plumbing thing, but that
or
could be a euphemism
United.
For
right? Oh.
For banging. Pipe fitters?
Hell
dirty
yeah.
boy.
The Fishmongers Union.
The Fishmongers Union?
Oh my god.
It would be like
that
fraternal order of pimps.
The fraternal order of pimps is like the worst because it's like a bureaucratic nightmare. You know what I mean? Like just there's these lawyers that just like inhabit positions.
And there's all this
the fraternal order of pimps. Yeah, and they're just like doctor, I'm a little defrizzled.
The fraternal order of pimps.
It's like yo yo yo, talk
oh,
it out,
we know
talk
the
it
name
out.
So the episode of the episode title is definitely that.
Yo,
what do you
frizzle?
Guys think is like who cracks down on pimps if they try to organize? Who's gonna union bust pimps?
The Apocalypse.
Christ.
Yeah, I feel like they'd like break your knees.
The police?
The Johns. Yeah. I don't know.
The police. The actual police. Like, you know, you guys can't have a union because what you do is illegal.
Hi, guys. Hi, guys. My name is
Are we
the police.
Unionized, though? Wait, I think we should strike right
Hello?
Now and get
Hi,
a union
I'm
right
the police.
Now.
My name is the police.
Shouldn't we?
You can't have a union.
Like, unionize the Apococast? Let's strike against Patrick.
Well, that's every episode. Like
I want
against
benefits.
Me. Yeah, Pat, can you
I
pay
I
want
to pay. Yes.
Do you want to hear something really depressing?
I want the lashings to stop. And I want to be able to do the Apococast with clothes on.
The lashing has to stop.
That was the campaign. Well,
was that Bernie Sanders' campaign slogan?
Like, why we gotta do every show in the news?
The lashings have to stop. These lashings. Oh,
sometimes people want to feel protected.
No, keep going.
These lashings are terrible. I can't do it. He's Bronx.
Nude.
I love him so much. He had like this huge what? Tweet. From
you started out
Trump,
like very Bernie, and then you got very like every Jew.
Interrupted the flow.
Every Jew.
The shway.
You gotta have like a good mix of Brooklyn in there.
Yeah, no, but everybody. New York accents are good because everybody's like Jewish and Black and Puerto Rican and Italian.
One, yeah.
But not French.
And Russian.
And Russian, yeah. But seriously, like, the accents in New York are fucking hilarious, and it's the best. Yeah. Like, the way Azalea Banks talks is, like, to me, like, how, like, if the Statue of Liberty could talk.
I love how
it would be Azalea
so
Banks.
I love how
homophobic.
She's such a villain. Crazy. She's, like, my favorite woman.
What?
She's so mean to everybody.
No, Azalea Banks is evil, dude.
Such an absolute bitch.
She?
I love her. I
she's
love
that person.
She does not give a shit about anybody.
She's a bad person, dude.
She'd be like, she could meet the Pope. She'd be like, this fuckboy. She's got so many enemies.
She's like, give me some coffee.
It's good to have enemies. It's very good. I mean, having friends is all right,
inevitable.
But like having enemies is fucking amazing. How cool! It's super cool.
You think it's fun having enemies?
I don't.
Dude,
if you don't
have actual enemies,
like playful
enemies.
I don't really have like
We've
super enemies, but I do have people that my friends will go up. Hey, is that the girl that? Yeah, she came up to me at the party. I was just like
stabbed you in the back. Is the
excuse
the
me? Who, what's your what? I called her Lauren. It's just like
I have a lot of
awesome.
Enemies.
That's
I have
awesome.
A lot.
Like, I don't. I wouldn't even ask.
Dude, I have enemies.
Guys, we should name our enemies.
Go what? On strike.
The enemies of the podcast.
We've named this before. Are
no,
there new
our
enemies?
Shit list. Our, well, who's the number one enemy?
I have
of the
a
podcast?
New enemy.
Oh, well,
De Blasio.
No, Giuliani.
Giuliani.
I feel like Giuliani's had it. He's washed.
Yeah. Chris Christie. I mean, we crucified
oh, yeah,
that
Chris
fucker.
Well, actually, you know,
is he
Giuliani
coming back?
Was going to be crucified also.
I thought he was going to be immolated. I thought we were burning him.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, at the stake. Come on.
Giuliani,
like, who are we? You know what I mean? Like, what is fire?
Have the clout
yeah.
to be.
Yeah, what is life?
he doesn't have the clout to get crucified anymore.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. No. I mean, and he'll go up like that.
Nobody.
Like, just psh, like you ever
the
see, like, Dreyerlin go up? That's basically going to be Giuliani.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The second you just, like, touch the lighter to him and just go.
Now
psh,
I think
like
Jeff,
a Christmas
Jeff
tree
Sessions.
That's been there till July. You
Jeff
know?
Sessions is definitely on my hit list now.
To get crucified?
Yeah, this guy, yeah. Some chick started laughing because he's like, oh, I treat everybody the same. I treat them so great. And she's like,
lock her up.
And they're like, crucify her. No, no,
is that what they sentenced her to? Crucifixion?
Yeah, they did. They
Jesus
did
Christ.
6 months of crucifixion.
In the nude. In the
will
nude.
She, if she makes
in
it,
the nude.
I don't know.
Well,
it's very
every
humiliating.
Every public ballot has the nude option. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very humiliating, but... I don't think it's fair.
Anyways.
Just a little laughter. Like, what kind of fucking tyranny?
Wait,
is
wait.
This?
Could you
so
imagine
many.
If you went to go vote and you went into the little booth and you like had to like for your like religion or
and
your psychology
like, yeah.
strip down to the nude in order to be able to vote? And
yes.
they go in and they're
well,
like,
you know,
"What
vote.
Is taking so long?" And they come in and you're just butt ass naked. And they're like, "What the fuck, man?" You're like, "No, this is the way that I serve my country.
This is
wait,
how
you,
I have to make a decision, and I'm trying
yeah.
to figure it
you
out."
You get naked
yeah.
in the booth or when you're in line to get in?
No, I'm imagining in the booth.
But the booths
yeah,
like, aren't
modesty.
Really covered very well.
Yeah. That's what's better about it.
It's supposed to be anonymous.
Like changing in yoga class. You know that weird little curtain? It's just like, oh. Everyone is definitely
like,
seeing
I'm
my
a little
ass
bit
right
nude,
now.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's, I'm totally. I hear people, someone brushes past me. I'm like, woo!
You know those yoga classes are just packed with people.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
True. It's true.
It's creepy. Oh, those yoga classes. So we had to tie up some loose ends here on the podcast. What were we talking about before?
Enemies.
Let's recap.
Our
enemies.
Oh,
yeah.
Speaking of yoga, I can
no, but we were talking about something before
naked
that we had to.
Hot yoga.
That we had to
enemy.
We were at Trump Care and the beak doctors coming in, killing one
yeah,
of your
well,
kids.
We're done with the beak doctors. We got that.
Listeners, what can you call us and remind us what we were talking about?
Please, from the future, find a way to travel back in time.
Wait, let's get their telepathy, their future telepathy.
If only this weren't a live broadcast. Like.
Yeah, just live out to the streams.
So live, yeah. The streets are teeming
with blood.
Listening.
It's
yeah.
just like a freaking Lazy Susan River.
There are birds and rodents like scratching at the window trying to get in to listen, but no.
Well, there were children scratching at the window last
That's
week.
Right. They
were
yeah, banging. That was
you guys know
one.
That we're like 22 minutes into the podcast, right?
That's good.
Well, bangers. Good.
What else were we talking about? Bones? Do no. we need bones?
We were talking about something that was important. That's something to do
with bones. Yeah, but we do need
there
bones.
There were head transplants. Apocalypse. Like, there's Send the head transplants.
That's not that interesting.
Send your bones. Send your bones.
Send your bones.
No cat bones on dogs.
Wait, was there a successful head transplant?
Your bones. Human bones.
There have
oh,
been
yeah,
successful
how about
head transplants.
No, bullshit. Of a human head?
No, but no. dogs that lived
okay.
for like...
Yeah, a day.
Yeah.
Horrifying.
Okay, success, well, yeah.
Yeah, but in the 50s, before we had anti-rejection drugs.
Oh, wow, science is...
I think right. if you okay. if you put one dog's head on another dog's body, both dogs go to hell.
Yeah.
I thought all dogs went to heaven, though.
No,
come
I got
on.
It.
You gotta, read your, you gotta read your shadow testament.
All Republicans go to hell, that's what? For
it,
sure.
It says almost no dogs go to heaven.
Wow.
Dogs,
really?
Look, let's count the ways. Sex before marriage, almost every dog.
Some people
right? Blasphemy. Blasphemy.
Right? Yeah. Every bark. If you translate it, I mean,
it's like fucking goddamn it.
There's the Department of Hellology, which is grossly underfunded at Columbia, uh-huh. translated barks, and most of it is denial of Christ's divinity.
What?
Like every bark, like a
really?
Different way.
Dogs are no, fucking
They love
blasphemers?
Blasphemy. It's all blasphemy. Their barking is actually, if you translate it, it's blasphemy.
Conscious did nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, every
yeah.
bark.
Right.
So like,
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Bark
this
bar.
This whole head surgery coming up with the Italian surgeon. Let's be Christian about this, all right?
Whoa. Let's be Christian about everything, for starters. But
yeah, exactly.
What is he putting?
Is this the puzzle cast or what?
They're going to cut off the head of some guy who's like, very ill.
And fill it with spaghetti.
Sick, super sick. They're going to cut his head off and put it on some other guy's body.
Yeah.
But.
There's no way.
For the guy's head, the guy who loses his head, you know, the body that they're putting on, that other head.
Yeah.
I think the only Christian thing to do is to cut off the next man's head and put his head on it and then take the guy's head that you just cut off another person's
oh,
head.
And then
like
where
an
does it
end? Cycle
until
of heads.
You cut off, like, at least 100,000 people's heads.
Okay.
And then God will be satisfied by the blood.
Whoa.
We figured, you're welcome, New York. You're welcome, New York.
Yeah. Guys.
But the thing
is, like, after the first one, that's a dead head because they're only taking the bodies off of people that are brain dead, like car accident, coma victims, all that shit, you know? So they're not, like, taking somebody where the light's on and, like, being like, you know what? Your time's up.
But what if,
like,
it's someone who's just, like, really stupid?
You should have paid off your student loans. Like, no, it's not like that. There's plenty of fresh meat coming in all the time.
No, everybody needs a body. And everybody's got to
a what?
But, you know, Alex, you may be onto something because we've been trying to get Jesus to come back for, like, how long?
Several seasons, at least.
Oh, we've been trying to get Christ to come back forever.
Yeah.
And we haven't... Like,
I know, he came just
we
on the first
try to Jurassic
one
Park
episode.
That shit. We could totally Jurassic Park
Jesus.
Oh, dude,
Jesus Christ is like,
but
What's Your Name?
But during the interview, when I played copyrighted music, so we can't air the interview with Jesus.
Do you remember when What's Your Name came... Jesus coming on the Apocalypse... It's like when Anna Day was on.
Oh,
way
yeah.
in the beginning, someone super important was on the Apocalypse.
Actually, by the way, you know what? We should do a retrospective of the Apocalypse cast.
All right, yeah, we got Jesus... We got
Brian
Benelli.
No,
remember
no.
that?
We'll start at the beginning.
We're gonna do Apocalypse.
Let's go. Come on.
Okay. Yo, we're almost coming on a year of Apocalypse.
Yep. Let's start at the beginning.
When did this shit start?
Once upon a time.
This shit started last summer, I think.
Further back.
When the Apocalypse was young, Jesus had just been slain,
and it was a serious show. We tried to have a real show.
We didn't
show.
Know what year it was yet.
Yeah. Yeah,
like nobody
it
really
was.
Really
it was.
Sure.
It was right at the beginning of Trump's campaign.
Yeah,
and we wanted to have a serious show, and I had a job
on Sirius Radio,
and it was called. and the publication was
you know
called
what?
The
yeah,
Influence.
This show. The show could also be like a portrait of Pat's descent into unemployment.
Oh God!
Oh God! Why? What is life? Who am I?
What is life? Who are we?
No. So, that's true, actually. And when the podcast started, I was like,
it was serious.
I could tell people I was working on my master's instead of just fucking around for the most part. Collecting
it
loose
my
blood.
Education.
Collecting loose blood.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
We were better people, I think, at the start of the podcast.
Oh, yeah,
no, that's not true. I disagree.
No,
actually.
I feel like it was worse because it used to be called The Influence and it was a show, a branch of a drug journal. A journal
but
about
it was never
drugs.
About drugs.
It wasn't.
It was mostly about Kurdistan.
It was about many things. It was about life on the edge, the raw bones of life.
But we had real. We have
and
real
then we
guests.
Actually
we
got
had
some real bones from
well, the
some listeners. And
the podcast has real guests. I mean, the Guardian correspondent, is our correspondent, but he's much more loyal to us.
Is
than
that
the
where
Guardian.
The piano in the lobby? Came
if ever, if ever the Apocalypse went to war with the Guardian,
he would be with the Apocalypse.
He would betray his masters in London at an instant,
and he'd give us all. And the Queen would be like, "All right, Nikki, you've betrayed me for the last time. Rotten." Let's have a look at that scrot!
And she would produce a tiny blade.
Whoa.
And she'd make one slit, and the fluid would pour.
And then, Jesus, would he still be a man at that point?
Jesus is always a man. He's Jesus
well, no,
is like
I'm talking
the manliest
about,
of...
I'm talking about the wolf.
Oh, no, the wolf is always a man, too.
Yeah?
Nikki yeah. In case you guys... In case our listeners are wondering... Nikki the Wolf is devilishly handsome, exactly as you'd expect from the guy that played Julius Caesar on the Apollo cast.
Yeah.
Just
pushing buttons.
Are you telling a story?
Well, I was telling a story, but then there was like, this
listening.
Chattering that was coming over one of the mics, and I was like, what is this chattering? Like, I thought that I was trying to tell a story.
Who is life? Who are
on
we?
On the podcast, and I thought that like my friends loved
can you,
as
maybe,
it turns out, they don't.
Maybe loyal Apollo listeners will pinpoint
so anyways,
the point at which...
We were a serious show. We were the influence show. We had real guests on to talk about real things.
We did.
And, I mean, to be fair,
we had structure.
We woke people.
Sponsors.
We did wake people.
To be
now
fair.
People have just fallen. Now they fall back to sleep. There's so
slumber.
Few have even woken.
So disgusting.
Well, we've woken the Dominicans that live directly above the studio several times. Faithful listeners will note the sound of like brooms hitting the fucking ceiling.
Yeah, but actually, ironically, it's
I mean, do you remember when Apocalypse listeners stopped praying and the show went off the rails?
Yeah,
like on that episode of Lost when everything starts shaking because he doesn't want to re-input the code.
Oh yeah, yeah. I was just watching that, dude.
In case you're wondering, that's why I have to keep doing the Apocalypse cast.
Yeah.
By the way.
If you don't,
you think that it's
the
just
whole world will
to.
Die.
Like, you think this
it's
is
true
fun for me. Like you think this gets
are
me
are talking
lame?
About
like,
hitting
like,
the button?
Like yeah, listen to my podcast.
Oh, you're talking about the fucking button.
Actually, Jesus, can we talk about that?
What?
No, just my boss was actually talking about the button literally like yesterday.
No way.
Was he like, hey guys?
No, we were literally watching it, and it's between Jack and.
It.
What's his name? The bald guy. What's the bald guy's name on
Lost?
Lost. And it's all about like religion versus science for those of you who haven't seen it, and also crashing on.
It's also really bad.
It's all about like fucking really like only the people around you because there's nowhere else. Uh-huh. So like.
I feel that.
Kind of settling for like people who aren't that sexy. And it's and
were
it's
the
about
people,
them finding
the,
wait, and this really sexy people show up out of nowhere and then die.
They were interviewing
right?
one of the writers of Lost.
Desmond.
That's what you would do though if you were kind of lying
and he was
on
trying
an island
it.
Of average looking people
Desmond's
and you were doing alright if someone really hot showed up you'd like hit him with a coconut.
Like, you'd be like
thing.
No
and
you
I'm
don't
him.
Get to fuck
I'm Desmond. Hang on well let's
you
let's
are,
get down to Brent.
Well then no because Desmond always pressed the button.
Yeah.
So
what was going on in Lost? Was it just like fucking or I never watched Lost. I have
the,
no idea.
The punchline
oh, it's all
was
about
that
a plane
the guy's
crashing.
Name was Christian Shepherd, and they were dead the whole time.
The plane crashed. They were dead the whole time.
Spoiler alert! That is too late.
It's been like 10 years at least. Yeah. Dude.
I was just watching it and I didn't remember. No, you know what I hate about Lost? First of all, season two is so fucking funny. I was watching season two.
Sorry.
They're making me laugh so hard because they like rant. You know, the show's like what 40 minutes long or something. Because
of all the scripture.
So, yeah, there is some in there. But scripture reference.
Yeah.
But at the end, literally they run out of shit to do and there's just like these really long montages. And so we used to like sit around and like have a party literally every week. We'd drink so much while we were watching the show when it came on. I remember one time we actually had to like go on Craigslist, buy a new TV and a cable box on Craigslist from two different places just so that we'd make it on time. But then that fucking like... That montage at the end, they're like around the bonfire and everything's going to be okay. And then there's that noise at the end of the episode where it's like, boom.
Well, that's...
And you know
you
that shit's going down.
The nuclear bomb alarm.
Is that the noise?
Yep, the Apocalypse. Every week I have to go back here and do the Apocalypse.
Oh, wow.
I've never once missed it. And it's because I knew that the Earth
And now North Korea is coming after us, dude.
Is it worth it? You know, you'd think I'd be more cautious about making sure that I'm at the Apocalypse. You think everyone would help me because everyone here knows that the entire world is going to be destroyed.
You know, can I say, knowing you, it is so weird that you've not missed a single Apocalypse. No, you did, you fool. You had a job interview, you absolute fucking traitor.
I prepared one in advance.
Yeah, but that's still, no, that's different.
Remember. This is like
still pressed.
for so I feel like a segment of our listeners are forming a religion around the ApocalCast.
If they're not, they have to cut themselves.
We should make t-shirts for our cult.
So what do you guys
but
think?
But I feel like that, like the ApocalCast that you missed for your fucking job interview is like the original sin of our religion. That people are forming on their own.
We fell out of Eden. We were cast out of Radio Free Brooklyn's Eden.
The time Pat tried to get a job.
Only illicit. That's
it. I mean, there's going to be so many wars fought over that moment. Thousands of years from now.
It's true.
Yeah, speaking of wars that might not happen.
So once we were
so
sad.
what do you think when Trump goes over to see Kim, what do you think he's gonna say?
Oh yeah,
oh I think
happy, happy good time.
He's be like, "What's up, Kimmy?
He's like,
who you banging?
All, this place is very classy, like your whole palace.
It's gonna be a ballerina wheel, but they're all gonna be super clumsy because North Korea is out of practice.
Each man. There needs to be no vain displays of power. Each one knows they have a throng of 1,000 pussies behind each of them at their disposal.
Governed by fear and really ugly haircuts. Many of them.
They can exchange
silicone in the U.S. and ugly haircuts in the NS.
Mm-hmm. And fear and horror. Right.
Supply, at least.
Who do you think has a bigger penis?
I thought you were going to say ego.
Me or Jad? Answer
like
now in front of us.
Well,
I know the answer, by the way.
How do you know the answer?
Well, you cut your dick off every week, so like,
is that how you know?
It's not hard to guess.
Do you guys think Trump still has a penis or like some science experiment down there?
I feel like he's probably got both, because there's sometimes
a bionic dick.
There's a certain kind of man that's such a pussy that he can actually tuck his dick into his own pussy.
In a bad way, in like a non-sexual way,
in like a hidden way.
Guys,
it's not even a pussy. It's like
he's in a meeting and he's just banging himself.
Like a mangina.
No, not even banging, because it's not even a sexual pussy. It's like a.
Like he's not even hard.
Yeah, it's like a clitorectomy pussy. Yeah. No.
Lean into the
mic. No, it's like he has a hole to put his dick inside. He's such a fucking piece of shit.
I hate to change something, but we were going to draw Mohammed with sound.
The second, it was like Trump and Kim Jong-un.
I thought that would be a cool
thing
to do.
We do have a lot
That's how the media reacts, too. They're like,
what?
Assholes and mouths.
Jon Stewart was so funny.
Don't you think that's a good idea? That we're gonna draw Mohammed, but with sound.
No. You know what would be really fucked up? You know what would be really fucked up? If the only people who listen to the ApocalCast want to kill us for drawing Muhammad.
It's just the apostates. We have to find apostates on Radio Free Brooklyn. You know what I mean? We have to check Radio Free Brooklyn for apostates.
Can you imagine like the bad luck? There's like 7 people that listen to this. You lucky few.
Well, you know, at least part of them are ISIS, dude.
Stop it. How crazy would that be, like, if of one of the 7 people that listen to this, it's some guy
from the Far Rockaways,
who is like,
we've answered the call.
No.
There's some guy still waiting at a bus stop in the Far Rockaways. Like, is this?
Why'd they ditch me, man? I was ready.
Is this Al-Qaeda in the Far Rockaways?
Anyways. Yeah, so.
What if we get Salman Rushdie, dude?
That'd be cool. We should go through the apocal thread. So we're not going to draw Muhammad with sound. We're voting against that.
He looks like a man.
He's like a man, though.
He looks like a man.
Yeah. He looks like a man. It's too late. We did it. Shit. Oh, no. Now we've made ourselves a target.
Maybe this is how we finally get on the map. Because no one gives a shit about Charlie Hebdo. There were just these backwater French racists before someone shot up their offices. Mm-hmm. And then respectable people were like, "I'm Charlie Hebdo." And I'm like, "No, you're not. Do you really want to be like a stupid French racist?"
I don't think they were. I think it's complicated.
I think they were like dumbass French racists.
No, they were used by racists, but I don't think they themselves were racists.
I would agree with you. I feel like it's just
satire. I think
satire.
They were like the Apocal Cast.
They're definitely
a bunch of people
very
that were
racialized.
It's satire, man.
But it's very racialized.
No, dude, their Muslim stuff
very...
was like pretty tame. Their like general black people shit was like really bad.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, okay. Charlie Hebdo was like,
but that doesn't mean they should die.
Doesn't mean they should die, but it also doesn't mean that you should.
Satire,
it doesn't
like
mean that like respectable people should be like, "I am Charlie Hebdo."
Right.
It's like,
I agree.
No,
I
I'm not. They
that.
Both suck.
Yeah.
They one shouldn't have killed the other,
but
I mean, they're all still
the
dildos.
Yeah.
One's worse than the other, but that doesn't
make one Jesus.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's my point. It's like they're still fucking cocksuckers.
No. I don't
like say Hitler got killed by double Hitler. Would Hitler then be okay?
Yeah.
He got killed by triple Hitler.
Wow.
He did kind of get killed.
Guys, this is the type of thing that goes to philosophy term papers.
But if you also
if Hitler gets
it.
Killed by triple Hitler, does that not make him Hitler?
Mm. That makes it like new Hitler. That's it's just no good.
But that's kind of that's Charlie Hebdo. It's like if Hitler got killed by triple Hitler.
No, it's not.
Hitler's
no
all of a sudden. Every, all of a sudden, it was like I'm Hitler. I'm Hitler because he got killed by triple Hitler. Think about it. Ironclad.
I think it's more
check
like
my math.
I think it's more like you're like the mean kid from the Karate Kid. I feel like it's more like you're the bully from the Karate Kid against Hitler. Now, that's my view of the. That's more like Charlie Hebdo.
What if, so Charlie like Hebdo is like the mean kid from
right, and then the people that kill them are like. Nazis.
No, or actual Nazis. Getting, so then you're like, oh, I'm the mean kid from,
Biff.
From Karate Kid.
That's what
Biff
I was from Back to the Future.
I was thinking they were actually Nazis, but in fact,
no, they're not.
I think they, at first I thought they were extreme, you know, like terrorists and things like that. But what I think happened is someone at Charlie Hebdo drew like a terrorist, and then like in some kind
he
of
was
like,
hey, you didn't get my.
It came to life out of the paper. Like, you know, in like movies, how
when
that happens.
Actually started killing.
And then it was like,
I don't know,
like
really
the Indian in the cupboard?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. That's
but then,
exactly.
But then
what
what's interesting is that everybody can draw Jesus.
Okay,
like
guys,
and the purple
crayon. Can I give you a thought experiment? If someone shoots up, if someone goes in and shoots up like Breitbart tomorrow, are you guys all going to be like, I'm Milo, the Heil. Like tomorrow?
No, but I never
are
said,
you?
I never said just be Charlie when it happened.
Oh, I'm Milo, the Heil.
I never said just be Charlie afterwards.
But
so
but,
many
no,
dildos
no, but
did.
But fundamentally, the issue that came down to the killing was the fact that plenty of people make fun of Jesus, but supposedly we're not supposed to make fun of Muhammad. So does that mean that Muhammad is the true
No, I think we
God's
should make fun of all
child?
Of them.
No.
But
what?
I also think that they let themselves
I mean,
be
but that's like
racist.
A stupid argument.
They also said other shit that was racist.
It's,
we can,
it's all stupid.
Whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah, it's all stupid. It's all stupid.
Stupid to kill.
But I don't want to talk about Charlie Hebdo. Jesus, fuck.
Killing for
I was just saying that we're going to get killed by Islamic fundamentalists.
Yeah, like,
is my point.
Oh,
right?
We could go with like other like current jokes like, you know, hey, like how about that Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1?
How about the time that
I'd rather talk about
Trayvon Martin. Yeah, yeah.
No, okay. Listen. It's
stop the murdering, everybody.
Yeah, death.
It's
this is all
annoying.
Horrible, horrible,
stop.
Horrible.
Well, except
like,
for the traitors. Death to traitors.
Death to traitors.
For nobody
we hear the podcast really would like everyone that really doesn't deserve to suffer, which is like most people. We here at the Apocalypse would like those people to like suffer less, you know?
Yeah.
And we'd like traitors to like really suffer.
Yeah.
And just, I mean, frankly, it's just like to be fired into
Let
the sun.
Let us be your agents
well,
of
I mean,
karma, the voices of reason, mm-hmm. the angel
yeah.
of death upon those that
that's all
hate
we can
and
do,
destroy
you know?
And
we're,
poison
we're in a weird political position in that we're against the death penalty, by and large, mm-hmm. before crucifixion.
Yes, that's true.
I think crucifixion is
a
lot more humane. I think the crucifixion.
Oh, is this
is
the apocalypse schism?
I mean, we were just discussing that, like, the government is too cheap to kill.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
that's the issue. And they're trying to, like we were discussing this horrible thing in Chechnya, right? How they're, like, torturing their gay children. Then they're like, eh, we don't want to kill them. You go home and kill your own children. Like
DIY concentration camp.
Yeah, what?
I don't understand.
So
it.
Fucking
so they
terrible.
Zap them,
excuse my French.
Or they, like, shoot them with the injection. The
usual.
Why don't they just the hang usual. Them?
Distributed
justice.
That's
the whole
point. Come on. That's the whole point.
No. Like, do you know how much trouble goes into hanging?
No.
Can you tie
a
noose?
It's gay children, so that's not right. Nobody should be
no,
getting
like
killed.
Swear.
No, but nobody. You should be hanging the tortures.
What
yeah, that's
about?
What I'm saying. We should be
what?
Hanging the tortures.
We were no,
the concentration
the
camps in
Chechnya.
I'm saying in Chechnya,
oh,
they're taking on this vigilante
God.
Justice that's being twisted. That's what I'm saying. We have to be
oh
careful.
My God.
We have to be
I
careful
said,
with
I
this.
Said hang
no,
children.
You
that's
did not.
Right
no. I corrected
hang
you.
Hang children, Midwest
you.
Style.
Hang.
Okay.
They
hang
put, they're going to put that on the money.
Only after
no.
you piss
no.
on them. Only after you piss on them.
In 100 years, they'll have like the penny, and it'll be like Midwest Style's picture, with just the headphones and the jacket, and it'll be like, hang children.
And he'll be like, oh shit. On the other side, I'll be like, did I say that? No, I didn't
no, he'll
mean,
be like,
I didn't
my,
mean
he'll
it
be
that
like,
way.
Thank God my legacy was captured correctly.
Thank God you're just a character. You're a fictional character that disappears at
you know,
3 p.m.
You guys
well,
got,
every
you guys,
Friday.
You guys
got
to think
thank
about.
Thank God.
Like about 2 years worth of footage gets uploaded to YouTube every week.
Wow.
And online. And we have no idea what's going to be preserved for future generations.
So
like,
true.
What cataclysm? What if it is the Apocalypse? Like, what if we become the newest testament?
We already know that it will be. Can you move
it
to the fucking
be.
Mic? It won't be if you don't move
to
the mic.
No,
like,
no,
and then
be.
Christ forgot to
lean
to the mic.
Oh yeah, we already are.
Yeah,
it's already
I mean,
been.
It's we're writing it.
What if
as we
what
go.
If what if we're like the you know how like Rosetta like
Apostle
the fucking
Jad Apostle
you guys know
Midwest
you
Apostle
guys know how like
Patrick,
the actual
Apostle
Rosetta
Valley.
Stone was like some bullshit where it was like oh this is the only thing that translates Greek to fucking whatever the shit. Like, what if the Apocalypse is the only thing left that references the Bible after some kind of inferno?
Yeah,
and people have to piece together the story of Christ through the Apocalypse. They're like, oh, this violent man.
Yeah.
This absolute warlord.
With a giant fucking sword. And cutting people's dicks off and firing them into the earth. Killing traitors and like recruiting soldiers,
killing people, turning their blood to wine, and then sucking the wine,
and then just gurgling the wine. And no, but it's like he drinks their blood and then he gurgles it and he spits it into your mouth, and it's delicious port. It's like the sweetest, most delicious port you've ever had.
He would just take
with, like, a nice breath.
Ruby showers.
And just strike it and stab it a few times. And then, once it was dead, turn its blood into wine, which is the only real thing he would do. And then
just squeeze the slam into people's glasses? Like an accordion.
And out of respect, people would go along with it and drink it, and it would taste okay, but everyone
would be like,
it was unpleasant.
You wouldn't enjoy it that much.
It would taste okay because of the magic, but people would be uncomfortable because he just squeezed it out of a dead lamb.
You just didn't want to see the lamb at a certain point. That was
Jesus the Lamb of God? Like,
aren't we all the Lamb of God?
Like, there's a lot of cannibalism.
What is lamb?
Oh, yeah, you use lamb's blood to protect yourself. Right?
Yeah.
And actually, I was just reading some old like Celtic stories, and there was this really funny one about like these crazy fairy women coming in, and like one got in and then invited a shitload more, and they're like knitting and shit in her house, kill all her family.
Damn.
And so she goes out to try to get, she has to go out and get like water to make a cake to get rid of them. She's at the well, and
oh, yeah,
well,
that's how
ghost.
You get rid of fairies. You bake a cake.
There's a well ghost, and the well goes, and they give her a sieve, and they're like, put the water in the sieve. And she's like, how the fuck am I going to put water in a sieve? So the well ghost is like, dude, put some moss, put some dirt, give them some dirt water, make them cake. Then tells her, basically mix up the blood of the children, make the cake.
How much blood are we talking
to them? And then basically, like, call out this thing, get rid of them, and then basically,
look, you're being really irresponsible right now.
I'm
how much
sorry.
Blood are we talking?
Like enough that
a
they're not
pool.
Dead.
A kiddie pool.
Enough to kill them?
Enough to make a cake. Okay.
Oh.
So that's like a solid.
How much
cup.
Blood can a kid can
and
a kid
it's
lose?
About a quarter cup each, because there are about four family members, right? Because you need blood from each family member.
I have a little audio project that I want
to
share right now.
You have to use the foot water
of
the child. Yeah. No. You had to use the foot water of the child to keep out the demon. Versus in the Bible, you use lamb's blood, and you don't have to make a cake. So I feel like that is evolution, right? From the
and thank God
religion.
We all believe in evolution. You know what I mean? Because
Darwin
was like,
who washes their feet and keeps the foot water around?
I
God
do.
And Darwin.
So what happened?
I don't allow.
What are you fucking Howard Hughes?
So she put
I'm
the
not gonna
foot
waste
water
it.
And sprinkled it, and then the fairies
water
couldn't come back, and she fed the blood cake to the family. Family woke up. It was good. Yeah. The
is
foot
that really
water
an Irish story?
Yeah, it is. It is.
That's
is that the Irish do to their kids?
They
just bleed them.
True. Yeah, I remember that. Now that I think of it, my grandma kept being like,
first.
"Oh, Patrick, let's
your
see your blood."
Oh, you're
so Irish.
It's like Rambo first blood.
I need your blood to keep away the fairies.
Come on, before breakfast, let's see some of your blood, boy.
Just a little bit of blood.
Produce.
They love blood sausage, though. Well, I gotta say.
Love. Anyways, guys,
they bleed you at night and they make a sausage
and whiskey.
I have to do a little presentation.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Did we complete the story? So fairies,
no,
whatever. Blood. They fed
the
it. Great.
Foot water.
Fantastic.
The blood.
Foot water.
All
blood.
Tied.
Now the president.
Beautiful.
Snake.
The snake. Oh, is he going to read the snake? Hang on.
The snake.
Actually, people, you're supposed to refer to him as the snake now.
So
President
I have it.
Trump
does anybody want to hear it again?
The snake.
You sure? Are you sure? Okay.
Boo.
So let's dedicate this to General Kelly,
Boo.
The Border Patrol, and the ICE agents for doing such an incredible job.
Yay.
Boo.
Yay.
Boo.
You did it.
Oh, you're so brave.
Boo.
This was written by Al Wilson a long time ago.
You're all fat, bald
and
people.
And I thought
probably.
Of it having to do with our borders and people
in
coming
so
in.
Worst part
and
of
we
hell
know what we're going
immigration.
To have. We're
going
to have problems. We have to very, very carefully vet. We have to be smart. We have to be vigilant.
We have
so
to
here
be
it is,
smart.
The snake. It's called the snake.
Watch out for
on
snakes.
Her way to work one morning. Down the path.
Is he reading from the Bible?
A tender-hearted woman saw a poor, half-frozen snake.
A snake.
His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Poor thing, she cried, I'll take you in.
Oh, this is ASAP.
And I'll take care of you.
Good one.
The border. Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh, oh tender
Jesus
woman.
Jesus Christ.
Sigh.
Let me in your pussy. Delicious. My name is Donald Trump.
She wrapped him up all cozy in a comforter of silk and laid him by her fireside with some honey and
what
some
the?
Milk.
Some honey and milk?
She hurried home from work that night.
You give kids.
And as soon as she arrived, she found that pretty snake she'd taken in had been revived. Take me in, O tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman, sighed that vicious snake. She clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't brought you in by now, oh heavens, you would have died. She stroked his pretty skin again and kissed him and held him tight. But instead of saying thank you, that snake gave her a vicious bite.
Woo! Yeah!
Sexual.
It was like,
take me
innuendo.
In, O tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman. Sighed the vicious snake. I have saved you, cried the woman. And you've bitten me, heavens, why? You know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die.
Oh, God,
oh, you're fucking me.
Oh, no,
silly woman, said the reptile with a grin.
Oh, you have
you knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in.
Got it.
That's literally
exactly.
Oh, wow, that's he just president. Admitted it. You knew that president I was a snake before president you took me Dunst. In. He just president admitted Dunst. It.
Wow.
Jeez, that was great. Well,
oh my God.
I can't argue with that.
So
why are we letting snakes into this country?
He rapes people, and he's our president.
Oh,
yeah, is he our rapist president? Oh, you
he
know
raped,
what?
He raped the Statue of Liberty. We all
Hang
know
on.
That.
I've been raped. I haven't.
We sang a song about it.
A con artist, a rapist, and a politician walks into
and
a bar,
snake.
And the bartender says, "Hello, Mr. President."
Got him.
All right, ready?
So say
something about a rapist president again.
Well, Midwest Al identified the fables Aesop's fable, no?
Yeah.
Which okay. is, what was it?
It's the woodsman and the snake.
Very nice.
Oh, but so, there's a similar one with the scorpion and the turtle, too,
but let's,
right?
Yes, but let's,
he says,
all the little fascist
the frog,
Nazi fairy tales.
Nice.
He says, such is my nature, what of it?
Let's talk about Trump,
this
right?
This fucking guy.
What were we going to talk about Trump?
Well,
oh, how
about
Trump,
how he's a rapist, right?
Also, how like
say that he's a rapist.
I mean, I was just extrapolating from the story he told, which sounds
small.
Like
something else must be small. I guarantee you, there's no problem. I guarantee.
Okay. Wait, he guarantees it?
Oh,
I think. Wow. Wait, I think that means we all get to look at it.
It's legally binding. Yeah.
We get to look at it. We get to flip. We get to flick it.
I don't know, but who's gonna do it? Will you do it?
All of us.
I don't want to do it. Will you do it for me?
All right, anyways.
I don't know. I don't know if I would flick his dick with your hand.
I would flick his dick.
Ew. You know that he fucked the head
Jesus,
of Osama bin Laden, though. Remember that he fucked the
no,
head of Osama
Obama.
Bin Laden.
They
no,
like, yes,
Obama when, passed on the hazing.
Jesus Christ,
and,
listen,
and
burning
nobody wants
bridges.
To touch his dick.
Go to Patreon,
www.patreon.com,
/RafeeBrook, and give us money.
Patreon.
Okay, we have a few seconds. Like, great. Burning Bridges with Margot is on next.
Take
it's a great
your top
show.
Apocalypse.
We love the Apocalypse.
We fucking love you.
Send us
cut
your
bones.
Yourselves.
Speak
send us
truth.
Your bones.
We accept
cut
dark
yourselves.
Bones.
Prove
dark
it.
Web.
Call
dark
us.
Web blood.
Spay and neuter your pets.
We love you.
Send blood. Send blood, please.
Love you so much.
Please, God. And bones.
Well, we have 20 seconds left. So just make it the
20 seconds left.
Oh, wow.
Everybody
okay,
make
look,
out with your microphone.
So there's no confusion.
We're nude.
We will accept children's bones. Send
yeah.
us children's bones. Doesn't matter.
No.
Baby's bones.
No.
Old people.
I won't.
Women. Minorities.
No.
Doesn't matter. Any
we're
bones.
We're too nude. We can't do that. I'm sorry.
<We're equal laughs>
just go
boners.
Give us money. We love
we're
you.
Equal
be nice.